Lesson 2. She was tired. Her shoulders ached from leaning over the sewing machine. I just have to take the bus home from work today, she might have said. Riding the buses in Montgomery, Alabama was something Rosa Parks did not look forward to. She was angry at having to pay at the front of the bus and then walk to the back door to get on. She was angry at having to sit in the back of the bus. She was angry at having to give up her seat to a white person if the bus was full. But it was the 1950s. Such treatment was common for blacks in the South. Rosa Parks paid the fare and sat in the first seat of the black section. The bus quickly filled up. A white person got on and looked for a seat. Get up, said the bus driver to Rosa. Rosa was tired, but not just from work. She was tired of unfair treatment. She had had enough. No, she said softly. Rosa Parks was arrested and fined $10. It was the usual fine for such an offense. But within 48 hours, leaflets were spread throughout the black neighborhoods. Walk was the message. Walk to school, church, and everywhere. Just don't ride the buses until the bus company changes its policy. But the company refused to change. And so, the blacks in Montgomery refused to ride. The strike against the company worked well since over 25,000 of the company's daily riders were blacks. Montgomery became known as the Walking City. The strike lasted for almost a year. Finally, in November of 1956, the Supreme Court decided that the bus company had been denying blacks equal rights. Blacks would have to be allowed to sit anywhere. Rosa Parks had done more than just keep her seat on a bus. She started a movement that united blacks in a struggle for their civil rights. Because of this, she is known as the mother of the modern civil rights movement.